So today we're going to do something a little bit different. It's what I'm going to call a Dirtbag Diary short, a small essay that will pass the time between episodes. The next full-length feature will be out soon, so don't get worried, it's coming, I promise. But in the meantime, we're going to step into the lives of one of our listeners, Andy Ginnigundo, and go to a place you may not have ever heard of, you probably aren't going to visit. It's called Perfect North Slopes. Eclipses, meteor showers, 100-year storms, what's the only thing rarer? An Indiana powder day.
I put on my first pair of rental skis at age 12 at a place called Mad River Mountain in Zanesfield, Ohio. As soon as I got off the rope tow and bunny slope and skied a bigger hill, I was hooked. And as I got older, we took a few family trips to bigger terrain, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Vermont. Meanwhile, a tiny hill in southeast Indiana developed into a bigger mountain. Perfect North Slopes, so named for the Clyde Perfect family, the owners, not the fact that it is perfect, had several real chairlifts, 100% snow gun coverage, and 400 feet of vertical that provides about 3 minutes of downhill delight. I kept skiing through my college years. I always thought about joining the ski patrol at Perfect North Slopes. 4 years of undergrad at the University of Cincinnati College of Nursing derailed that idea. My subsequent job in a bone marrow transplant and cancer intensive care unit had me working 12-hour shifts through the night. During my stint there, I finished my master's in nursing. Life was busy, but all the while, I was skiing our short seasons, filling in the gaps with mountain biking, road biking, and golf. When I finally got my 9-to-5-ish, Monday-to-Friday job, I finally had a schedule conducive to joining the ski patrol. So on a hot August night, classes commenced and continued until the air chilled. After our finals in outdoor emergency care, the snow flew. Six patrol seasons have come and gone. My wife gave birth to our first child in 2002, and a second 2 years later. Normal life continues on, carting children to dance class, assistant coaching t-ball, working on a marriage, curing cancer, or at least trying to. I look forward to my shifts at Perfect North. My fellow patrollers have become friends. The snow brings us together, getting us away from our jobs as nurses, retailers, engineers, plumbers, scientists, business people, and pilots. Sometimes it's not all fun and games. Sometimes we bring in the accidents like it's a war zone. The ambulances can line up in our driveway. On a really bad day, the helicopter comes. There's no fresh powder at the end of that flight. We sometimes sit in the lodge drinking away our volunteer paychecks, i.e. all the free hot chocolate and coffee we can drink, and watch the February rain come down in sheets. March 8th was the blizzard of 2008 for Cincinnati. 12 inches of the fluffiest, driest snow I've ever seen fell. My daughter Abigail and I know it was dry snow because snowmen were unfortunately impossible. We ended up making a snow watermelon since that was about as big a snowball as we could get together. I've skied for decades, and you might not believe this, but I've never skied in more than an inch of powder. Snow gun powder sucks and, of course, doesn't count. Saturday morning, I jumped in my Subaru and started the drive to the hill. Took twice as long, and I was late, but the other patrollers had just opened the west side of the hill. Chair 5 was open. For safety reasons, we were forced to ski all the Black Diamond tree runs before anyone else. Fresh tracks and a foot of fresh powder. Damn, I had no idea what I was doing out there. But it was beautiful. It was how I always hear it described, like floating on a cloud. I couldn't help thinking, this is why I ski. This is what it's all about. This is a powder day. Today, it's 60 degrees, and a spring rain falls. I'm sitting at work, holding down the fort. I'll get my bikes out soon. I've got to get in some catch with Isabella before T-ball starts. A new baby is on the way, July. So, normal life continues. Last week, though, I picked up a pair of Rossi Bandit B2s on the season closeout. They'll come in, I'll pack away the new skis in the garage till December, when the snow will fly again. My name is Andy Guinegundo. You've been listening to Dirtbag Diaries.
Music today by Bradley Carter, the New Rochelle Rotary Club, and OK Disco. It's all on our site, www.dirtbagdiaries.com. The Dirtbag Diaries is made possible by Patagonia. Have a wonderful spring. Go find those shorts and flip-flops. I still have one day to hit 30 days of skiing this year, so I've got my work cut out for me, and I'm going to get it this spring on some volcano or big mountain somewhere, and then I'll go find the flip-flops and shorts in the closet. Until then, I'm Fitz Cajal, and thanks for listening.